Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Cody Baker about National History Day contest. Good morning to you, Cody.
Morning.
Cody, I know you were an Iowa winner, so you've had a good experience with this and got to go to National. We're going to talk about that. But Cody, first, I'm sure a lot of us do not know anything about National History Day. So what is the contest about? You know, how do you just explain the contest to us?
Well, it's an academic thing, and it's where you have a topic you research, and you can create a project on it, and the project's either a website, paper, exhibit, documentary, or performance, and there's district, state, national levels, and each year there's a different theme that you have to choose your topic based around. So this year, our theme was leadership and legacy. So everyone gets to choose their own topic based on what they think fits that theme. And then part of what you're judged by is your relation to the theme, as well as your presentation and the accuracy of your research, of course. And along with your project, you have to cite your sources on a bibliography, and then you write a paper about your process, and the judges read all of that, too.
Okay, it's a lot considered in the judging, and obviously you have to do a great deal of research. What are the age ranges? I believe there's a couple of divisions.
Mm-hmm. There's one division that's 5th through 8th grade, and another that is 9th through 12th.
Okay, and that's the senior division, and that's where you participated. So, with given that kind of background, knowing this does happen, of course, every year, and you got involved with it this year, why did you decide to participate?
Well, for a talented and gifted program at our school, we have to do it in the middle school. It's just a required thing, for talented and gifted kids. And then I just went on to do it in high school because while I was in middle school, I went to Nationals once, so I thought that I would want to try to get to Nationals again, maybe.
Yeah, great opportunity. So you took advantage of that. How involved is your teacher with this project?
There's not a whole lot of involvement. Okay. I mean, you do the project, it's an individual thing.
Okay.
So it's mostly the student.
Probably.
But, you know,
if you ask,
we have our teacher as our, like, chaperone when we go off to competition.
Ah, okay, and we're going to talk about that in a minute. Well, what was your topic this year, and why did you select it?
I did research on Alan Turing and his work in artificial intelligence, and I just found the topic online, and that while I was looking for things that worked with the theme, and then, a while into my research, I decided I would narrow it down because he'd done a lot in his lifetime, so I kind of narrowed it to artificial intelligence work, which I thought was interesting.
Now, there was just a movie fairly recently, I saw it fairly recently, it's probably been out a while, about his life. Did you start in your research before that movie came out, or did the movie influence you at all?
Yeah, I started researching like quite a bit before it came out, but it was already in production, you know?
Sure.
So I'd read about it. Then when it came out, I didn't see it right away. It was a while till I actually saw it, so I was pretty much done with my research by the time I'd even seen it. So it didn't influence me that much, but it was interesting to watch with all of the knowledge I had about my topic, so I could kind of judge it and, like, the accuracy and also kind of see this different viewpoint of it, interpretation of screenwriters and directors and stuff, and it was interesting to watch anyway. I mean, I thought it was pretty good.
Oh, good. Because, first thing that comes to my mind is, how accurate is it? Because they always have to kind of up the story sometimes when they do movies to make it more interesting. But you found it pretty accurate.
Well, there were a few, things that were stretched, and it kind of focused on, I mean, since it's just a film, it focused on one part of his life.
Right. Okay. So it was an interesting movie, and I'm sure your research found out so much more than, as you say, this part of his life. And is all of your research done online, or what are some of your sources?
Well, there's a lot of online research through, you know, documents, things he wrote, and found a few archives that just had his work and, you know, work related to him, letters and whatnot. Hmm. And then, yeah, some of the other sources, you find videos and, you know, the film you just mentioned. And I went to the library here in our town quite a few times and got lots of books, quite a few books. And then we also are supposed to have interviews with people, so I found a few interviews. One interview was with someone who actually worked with his, he saw the movie, the machine that he used for decoding those German, you know, interceptions. So I spoke with a lady who worked with those machines back in the 1940s.
She has to be getting up there in age. And, but I bet that was an interesting conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you were very fortunate. That's part of the, I'm thinking, part of the benefit of doing this is you, it kind of urges you to do some things you might not otherwise do. Well, Neil, we've talked about your project. We've talked about you were an Iowa winner. And that means you got to go to the national contest not really very long ago in June at the University of Maryland in near Washington, D.C. So tell me, how did that go? What happened? What were the results?
My result at that competition?
Yes.
I was pretty surprised to get first place.
Yay!
At national level.
Excellent work. So in saying that, there are many young people who participate in this around the country. How many other students, how many other people were there as contestants? Give me an estimate.
An estimate?
Yeah, I mean, you know how many other students were there participating in this contest? Totally.
At nationals?
Yes.
Well, there's around, I'd say, 50 or 60 people from each state, and then there's 50 states plus U.S. territories and a few Asian countries. So for my division, which was individual senior individual website, there were like over 100 people in my division alone. But there's, I don't know, 18 different divisions or, you know, categories.
So there are hundreds, my multiplication isn't very good, probably thousands of other students there. Do you get to participate? Do you get to, are there events where you get to meet some of those other young people and visit with them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's lots of, you know, mingling encouraged. They have this button trading thing where you have, like, a bunch of different buttons from your state, and then you have to try to trade them to get all the other states and that kind of thing. So people get really into that. And then we were mostly, I guess, spending time with the other Iowa people, but we met lots of people from other interesting places, other states, and, you know, people from Guam and places like that far away.
So what great experience. I'm just thinking, Cody, that this was a great experience for you, and especially coming out a national winner. That's great out of about 100 participants in your category. Now, can you do this again? I mean, will this be possible? Are you allowed to enter again?
Yeah, I'll have two more years, so junior and senior, and I'll be able to make two more projects, two more websites, so should be pretty exciting.
You're already thinking about all those possibilities, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Okay, now, I wanted to talk just a little bit about you, Cody. We're visiting with Cody Baker, and I know a lot of people in the area don't know you, Cody. So you just said you're going to be a junior this fall. Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
yeah,
so you have these two more years. And tell us about your parents, where you live, some of your hobbies. Just tell us a little bit about you.
Well, I live in Storm Lake, and my mom lives here in Storm Lake, and my dad lives over there in Atlantic. And he works at the hospital there.
James Baker, head of food service. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So what are some of your other hobbies or interests?
Other than doing NHD,
yes.
This summer, I guess I'm kind of taking a little time off, but I like exercising. I like spending time with friends, mm-hmm. you know, what people in high school do.
Yeah.
I usually have my hands full with schoolwork and on and off having jobs. And
busy summer. And
yeah,
yes.
I'm trying to get nailed down a job right now.
Okay. Well, good for you and best wishes for that. And we want to appreciate you visiting with us very much, Cody Baker, to tell us about National History Day. And maybe we'll be visiting with you again closer to that contest. So thank you very much.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Until next time, here's the thought. History is full of relevance and surprises.